Senior Tri-High Y invites you to listen to the 1959-60 school year on parade. 9 months filled with many memorable events. We now bid you listen to Boyden's Traditions in the Making. After a wonderful summer of house parties at OD, we re-entered those familiar halls on September 3rd, realizing that this would be our last year. We readily fell into the routine of our school life. There were a few changes, however. A new assistant principal, Mr. Ralph Boston, new teachers, and the much-needed covered walkway to the cafeteria.
This announcement is coming from the main office.
This well-known phrase greeted us many mornings over our new intercom system presented by the Key Club, headed by Bill Moser. At the first student assembly, the 12 seniors who had been elected in their junior year to serve as marshals officially began their duty of ushering. Jerry Chambers and Hayden Simerson were co-chief marshals. Our principal, Mr. J.H. Nettles, welcomed us at this assembly.
We bid you a hearty welcome as you join with us to create and develop this our 36th year of Boyden High School. Those who have gone before have built a firm foundation for our beloved school. Much has been done. There is still much for us to do. We enter this year with a sense of unity and togetherness, which gives promise of producing the best year in Boyden's history. May this be your and our finest year in school.
Ralph Dearborn, President, John Shin, First Vice President, Sally Riddle, Secretary, and George Busby, Treasurer, were recognized as our Student Association leaders. Before we were dismissed, Mr. Nettles explained the senior privilege.
At Boyden, it has become a tradition to let our seniors have the privilege of leaving the auditorium first. The underclassmen remain seated until the seniors are completely out of the auditorium. Now, for the first time this year, let us honor our seniors by remaining seated until our seniors are out. Seniors are dismissed.
Extra, extra, read all about it in the first issue of Boyden School Paper. Yes, shortly after school began, the first issue of the Yellow Jacket, the school paper, was published and distributed. For the first time in Boyden's history, the Yellow Jacket staff was composed of only seniors. The paper was distributed 12 times during the school year. The staff was headed by Judy Daniels as editor and Gloria Crook as assistant editor.
No sooner were we in the swing of things than football season started with all its excitement. Mr. Ludwig, our beloved coach, resigned after 26 years of service and was replaced by Mr. George Tate. The change of coaches brought on another change. The Yellow Jackets, who had become famous for running the single wing, were now seen running the split T. We shall never forget these 3 o'clock pep rallies on Fridays and all those wonderful bonfires we built on the tennis courts. We would stand around the blazing flame singing and chanting the school cheers on Thursdays, the nights before the big games. Always we gave the freshmen the privilege of furnishing the wood. It was finally here, the long-awaited day and the action-packed night, homecoming 1959. We had a parade to end all parades. Even though it rained, many students showed up at the square to chant the traditional cheers. After all of our hard work, our floats looked a sight. But the combined efforts of rooms 105, 102, and shorthand captured the senior prize and tied with the Key Club for the best school float. The Boyden Yellow Jackets battled the first place Greensboro Whirlies. The rain didn't dampen our enthusiasm, even though we had to cheer from the shelter of umbrellas, because for the first time in the season, the Jackets shifted from the split T to the single wing.
At halftime, co-chief cheerleader Sally Siebert introduced last year's homecoming queen, Gloria Meisenhammer, who in turn crowned Joan Day 1959 homecoming queen to reign with Ronnie Evans, the king, at the dance which followed the game. Afterwards, all the senior girls had a blast at a slumber party sponsored by the Sigma Tri High Y. The boys really worked hard and succeeded in having a seasonal record of 5 wins, 3 losses, and 2 ties. Ed Kessler and Don Campbell, two of our star players, were chosen to go to the Shrine Bowl, in which Ed was co-captain. Ed was also selected All-American by the Scholastic magazine.
Magazines and more magazines. The magazine drive has long been the main source of money to back the Echo and the junior-senior prom. Mrs. Gaston's senior home room, 111, was highest for the school in sales with $486. On November 12th, the annual College Day was held to aid us in the selection of a college. Many seniors were excused from their classes to serve as sponsors for the various colleges.
By the time the Thanksgiving holidays rolled around, everyone was more than ready for a vacation. The Superlatives sponsored a wonderful dance at the country club. In the figure were Sally Riddle and Ralph Dearborn, best all round. Kay Fink and Ed Kessler, most athletic. Peachy Swicegood and Reed Tall, cutest. Linda Sloop and Merriman Gregory, best dancers. Linda Kelly and Harold Newman, most dependable. Jane Simpson and George Shuler, friendliest. Gloria Crook and Hayden Simerson, most influential. Nancy Owen and Barry Shives, most intellectual. Judy Shuping and Gary Edens, most original. Pat Smith and John Chin, most personality. Becky Peeler and Kent Goodman, most popular. Sally Siebert and Larry Boyer, most school spirit. Betsy Douglas and Jerry Hodge, wittiest. Judy Daniels and John Angel, most likely to succeed. Joan Day and Sam Nash, best looking. Jeannie Griggs and Bob Jan, most musical. On December 5th, many of us dragged ourselves out of bed bright and early to journey to Charlotte, Winston-Salem, Lexington, or other nearby towns to take the College Board exam. We now realize that we should have been studying all along, for it wasn't going to be easy to get into the college of our choice.
Piles of canned foods wrapped in crisp white tissue paper covered the stage. This was the High Wise annual White Christmas project under the direction of the president, Don Mallory. Our last assembly before Christmas holidays was beautiful and impressive. When the long-awaited 3:20 bell rang, eager students raced to the drugstore, our afternoon congregating place, to begin our holidays. The Christmas festivities began at the Y that Friday night at the High Y and Tri-High Y formal dance. This was the first of many Christmas parties and dances. The Key Club holiday ball, many blasts, and the second senior party kept everyone out each night into the wee hours, dancing, dating, and having fun. Coming to a close of our wonderful brief 2 weeks left many fond memories in our minds. No sooner had we re-entered the daily routine of school than the first semester exams were upon us. Old faithful midnight oil was burned while we crammed into the late hours. Blue, green, pink, white, and yellow report cards broadcast the results of our efforts.
Hurrah for Boylan! Hurrah for Boylan!
With the second semester came the thrills of another basketball season. More seats were added to the gym to accommodate the large crowds. All of us really supported the efforts of our Flaming Five. On loyalty night, the students screamed their team on to a great victory. We beat the Lexington squad 71-44. At halftime, co-chief cheerleader Becky Peeler welcomed the students and presented the banners of all the schools in our conference to hang in the gym. Also, the team received blankets for their benches. In the closing minutes of the game, the five seniors played on that familiar court for the last time. However, they did play again the following week in the tournament in High Point. Many loyal students accompanied the Jackets to see them sting R.J. Reynolds. Much to our regret, we lost the following night to High Point, but retained third place in the tourney.
Wednesday, snow day. Man, this was really the fad for 3 consecutive weeks. To the astonishment of all Boyden students, the school was closed for 7 days. The students went all out. Blasts and parties were held practically every day. Many of us went sledding and ice skating from morning till night. Finally, the snow melted and we trudged back to Boyden. There was much talk as to how we were to make up the lost time. The seniors dreaded the thought of graduation being June 14th. However, we attended classes on Saturday instead of at the end of the year.
In March, the NHS, under the leadership of Bonnie Myers, inducted new members. Its platform of leadership, scholarship, character, and service was very impressively explained. Many seniors sat tense, hoping they would be tapped. Soon, the 19 honored seniors were recognized. Not too much later, the Quill and Scroll also tapped new members. The staff members of the Yellow Jacket and Echo, who had worked exceptionally hard, received this honor.
The baseball season was fast approaching. Some of the senior boys, Hayden Simerson, Carl Shoemaker, Bob Mangum, Ron Evans, Randy Plummer, Buddy Newman, Barry Shives, and Larry Boyer, led the Jackets on to many victories.
Then the beautiful Easter season was upon us. Spring was finally here, and all the trees and flowers were in full bloom. Everyone was happy to be out in the fresh air once again. The students attended their respective church services on Easter Sunday morning. A few Boydenites headed for Ocean Drive, better known as OD. Sand, saltwater, house parties, and dancing made up the glorious activities of those who went. Along with spending most of our time on the beach soaking up the sun, we partied at the pavilion and played at the pad each night. Memories upon memories which we will never forget. That glorious night of April 22nd, the gym was transformed into the mystical scenes of romantic Paris. Girls in billowing formals and boys in white ties and tails were enchanted by the dreamy music of the nocturnes. Suppers preceded and after-hour parties followed this great occasion on the one night of the year when we were allowed to break curfew. The crowds flocked to different homes for slumberless slumber parties and early breakfast.
A sign that the year was drawing to a close was the distribution of the yearbook. The staff was more than repaid for their tireless work by the warm reception the books received. We all met to have our books autographed. The seniors realized that this book had captured each of the year's treasured moments and that their final year at Boyden was rapidly ending.
Another sign that our year was coming to an end was our Class Day play, the production of the senior class. Together we worked as a group for the last time. Playing an important part in the play were the Class Day officers, Gary Edens, prophet, K.G. Crowder, lawyer, and Barry Shives, historian.
And then, almost before we knew it, the moment that every senior girl and boy had awaited for 12 long years had arrived. Now that it was here, each regretted that he had ever longed for or prayed for that day, for there was no turning back. The little pleasures, the smiles, the tears, that feeling of belonging, they had all slipped by unnoticed. And so the year ended. Our final day of classes was over. The last bell had rung. This was our graduation. As we stood for our alma mater for the last time, we knew that we had played a major part in Boyden's traditions in the making.